yet. I don't have quite the equipment for that yet. This radio I got will actually do 6 meters and 10 meters, but it doesn't do sideband, so 10 meters is kind of useless. But, yeah, I need some different equipment to start getting into that, but I got a general, so I can. We'll get there. I got too many other projects going right now, but I'm sure I'll get there.
Yeah, that Zagu G90 is a nice little rig. It's got a built-in tuner. It's only 20 watts, but, I mean, that really makes a difference when you're 40, 80, 160, but when you're on 10, if you can hear them, you can work them. I don't care if you're running a tenth of a watt. That band really opens up, and you can work the world on it, but it's a nice little radio.
W8.
Yeah, I was looking at a few of them a few weeks back, but yeah, I'm like, hey, man, I need to finish this fire and I need to order trusses. I got enough stuff to spend money on. I don't. Sure, I could probably find a used rig pretty easily enough for fairly cheap, but and I got to work out some antenna. And we'll get there. I'm sure I'll get there.
I build antennas all the time. This thing, the 20 watts, on 20 meters, I got into Africa on voice the other day. It's nice little radio. All I have back there right now is about 150-foot-long wire pretty much off the end of coax. I don't have counterpoise or nothing. I tied a choke in the end of it, like a loop, like an ugly choke. And it works good on 40, 80, and 160. It tunes it, you know, it fools the radio, basically, is what it's doing. But that, for under $500, it come with a few things. It come with a cooling fan for underneath of it, and then it also come with a digital hookup, so I can hook it to the computer and run digital modes. But I'm going to bail out and out of here. I got to go unload some B-boxes.
W8CS.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day. Good chatting with you, 73, KFA, KYL.
73, KD8, OLE.